Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making 8 Outreach Tailgate Party, live from Remington Rough Stock Arena down here in Brandon, Florida. Happy to have you with us tonight. Going to let you know what we got going on. Just got underway with the junior riders, Austin Misek, on Team Making 8 Zone. Actually getting out there a little bit for his third ride in his career. Was able to get out a little bit more than he has been. Great looking ride for that cowboy. We look forward to seeing a lot more of Austin Misek, but they're sliding back down to our next junior rider right now. Not sure who the cowboy is, but looks like they're running him up and getting ready to go. We're sliding on down here. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, we've got cowboys. Team Making 8 is here in full force. We've got everybody, I believe, except for Brian Corson down here tonight, going to be competing, as well as signed on a few more riders. We're going to let you guys know what's going on with that in just a few minutes. Of course, we've got the lovely Kelly out here, and she's going to co-host with us. We'll see if we can slide on down. If she's ready over there, we'll see if we can't holler out to her and see if she's see how she's doing tonight. Kelly, you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can. We're getting a lot of feedback right now from someone. But, yes, ma'am, we are ready to go down here. How about you over there on the other side of the arena?
Oh, I'm trying to get as ready as I can be.
I hear you. Well, we did have Austin, of course, Team Making 8, and as well as yours and mine, you know, little son out there, little cowboy, was able to get out a little bit. What do you think of his ride so far?
Oh, he did really good. I was so proud of him.
He sure did. But we definitely have to get down here. Looks like they're getting ready to go to this next exhibition rider right now. And, Kel, what do you say we slide down real quick and play some rodeo music while we get this get the exhibition underway and take a little break. We'll be right back, okay?
Okay, sounds good to me. We'll be right back after the song.
The Coliseum downtown. The BBR done worked all day, putting that dirt on the ground. The bulls are loose, running round in the chutes, waiting for another go round. But there's a cowboy there with a gleam in his eye that can't afford to go down.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try.
He says that he's okay, 'cause he's got his eye on that $1 million prize. guys, and it's just Saturday. But the bull no lord, ain't the county fair. It ain't a circus, it ain't no act. Mafioso used everything he's got to put that cowboy on his back.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here at Remington Arena, Crosstown, down here in Brandon, Florida, with Remington Rough Stock Company. Definitely enjoying another Friday night bull ride. We're pretty excited about it. I just had another exhibition rider. Got a little hung up there. Chaz Fish is one of our bullfighters out here tonight, also working with Making 8 Outreach. Was able to get in there a little bit, make a great save for that cowboy, and get him out there unharmed. So, great job for Chaz Fish there. Looks like they're moving on down here to a cowboy that, by the name of Josh. First time on a bull ever. As a matter of fact, he's using my rope. He's also using my vest. Believe he's using Kelly's cowboy hat over there. So, Kelly, we're going to let you call it from your side. What do you think?
Okay, and he's coming straight out the chute off to his left. Oh, and he came down and
got a little stepped on the
inside of his calf there, but he looks seems all right walking off the arena.
Yeah, I think he's a little disappointed in himself. I think he knew he had a better ride. Looks like he just kind of got pulled back a little bit on his riding arm, and that's kind of what did it for him. He's not really used to riding right-handed, so that's a new thing for him as well. But we got to make sure we get our rodeo stuff back there, so we'll have to keep an eye on him. But great job for that cowboy. Great try for him. I believe Trev Monte is going to be the next leader down there. We'll have to see. You know anything about it? Kelly, get the drink seat over there.
I'm sorry, Scott, what was that?
All right, Kelly. Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a time out for you, okay? We're going to have you cut out because we're getting so much feedback there. We're going to have to run this show from our side. But definitely appreciate it, Kelly. And we'll see if we can't check in with you a little later on after that.
All right, sounds good.
Rodeo fans, you got some cowboys down here getting the ropes on their bulls right now. Still going to have a little bit of an introduction. Looks like we're getting a little bit of a late start. And as we stand right now, we've got, believe, around 16 riders. So we look forward to that. I don't know if they're going to have a long round or if they're going to have a short round. It's just going to be one bull tonight for the money. So we'll have to kind of wait and see. But anyways, rodeo fans, we're going to kick back, play a little bit more bull riding music, get you in the mood for some great rodeo action here coming up, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
guys. I'm Cole Villamonte of Making 8, listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Full time, ball, clutching good punch.
welcome back, rodeo fans. Just had the invocation and anthem down here at Remington Rough Stock Arena. We are excited, getting ready to go underway with some great bull riding action. 16 bull riders are going to be on the list. Kristen McCammon, Chelsea, announcer tonight, doing a great job. And we're getting ready to get fired up down here. Got Mike Santos and Rick Rubar going to be the judges. And Garrett Haskins and Chaz Fish are going to be our bullfighters tonight. Chaz Fish already getting a little bit of a workout in the exhibition riding. We are really excited about what's going on here. We got Team Making Eight down here in full force. Actually signed on one of our newest members in Chris Boyd. Really excited for that. Chris Boyd, another rider that takes some time off. Actually had a baby a couple years ago, and he's looking to get back in it. We're going to support him and try to get him underway down here. Chris Boyd, one of Team Making Eight's newest members. Look for him on our pages down here. We're getting ready to fly down here. We're going to see who we got. We've got Jimmy Bennett out here tonight, Ty Harris. We also have Colt Villamonte. So we look to see these guys out here representing Team Making Eight. But before we do, we're going to slide down here to Buck and Shoot number one. Looks like Ernesto Garcia is going to be the Brazilian cowboy on a Bull Bay Brand 600. Guatemalan cowboy. Excuse me, we stand corrected.
Guatemalan. Come on.
They call him the Guatemalan cowboy down here ready to make a ride tonight. Excited about it. Getting his helmet on right now, getting ready to slide down on his rope. All right, rodeo fans. We also have Rooster McKeeman down here. Going to see if we can catch up with him just a little bit later.
Flop past you, boy. Flop past Run down there, open your gate up, get him in the swamp.
Kelly, you still listening in over there?
Hey! Right. I am Scott, can you hear me?
I got you, Kelly. All righty.
Looks like we're starting down here with
Joe Garcia, going to be from Guatemala. They call him the Guatemalan cowboy. Sliding down on his bull right now. Have you heard anything over there yet, Kel, with whether or not we're going to have a short round or no?
Oh,
hey, they're sliding around over
here.
Coming
out of that chute. He came off that bull a little bit early, but it was that bull came exploding out of that gate.
All right. It was poor for that cowboy, though.
Not even sure who it was down there. It looked like they're getting ready to go down here first. But looks like they went down with...
Put your hands together for Chad Khalif
and a good effort. Chad Khalif was that cowboy. Going to be down short. Tough luck for that cowboy. All right, here we go, Cal. Now they're flying down here with the Guatemalan cowboy, Ernesto Garcia, on a Bull Bay Brand 600. He's warm up now.
All right.
Going to be coming out right in front of us. Kelly also doing double duty over there. She's taking some pictures for us as well as doing some video. And so, Kelly, I know you got the hands full over there doing a great job tonight for us. We appreciate it.
I'm doing my best trying to get some pictures and videos for the website.
All right. Ernesto tying in right now. Going to be a right-handed bull rider. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. It's going to be a left-handed delivery for this bull. And we are right in front of the left-handed delivery bucking chute. Just for you cowboys and cowgirls just getting involved in the sport, just to kind of let you know. Actually, we're not the flying up on the rope right now. Here we go. Going to be coming up to the left. Spinning to the left. Or nothing hanging on. Oh, just a little bit. Able to get out okay. Great job for the bullfighters. All right, we're still getting that feedback, so we're going to let you cut off and just do the video and take them for us. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll give you a little break. We'll catch up with you here just a little bit.
Okay.
All right, Ernesto Garcia. Garcia going to be our first Cowboy of the night. Actually, our second Cowboy of the night. I stand corrected. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Ernesto there. Bucked off in about 4 seconds. That Cowboy came out. Bull kind of came around to the right and then spun back around to the left, bringing him down. Ernesto was on his side for a while and just couldn't quite hold on just a little bit. Couldn't quite hold on long enough. Not sure who they're going down to next. Looks like team making eight's own Colt Villamonte is going to be our next Cowboy.
Hey,
All right, there, rodeo fans. Colt Villamonte going to be one of team making 18 members. Get ready to slide down on his rope right now. Going to be coming out of bucket shoot number 3, a right-handed cowboy. All right, rodeo fans, we're looking to bring this action to you as live as we can. Colt Villamonte going to be the next cowboy coming out. Sliding down on this rope right now, getting ready to get everything warmed up. He's on a bull they call Black Dog. One of Remington Rustock Company. All right, now, Colt, make a ride, cowboy. All right, guys, we're sliding right in front of Colt Villamonte right now. He's got himself a wrap. All right, Colt, make a ride now. Have some fun, brother. All right, here goes Colt. Sliding up on his rope right now. Going to be coming out with left-hand delivery. Nodding his head. Bull's going to be out to the left, back around to the right now. Colt got a good seat on him. Staying with him, right into the fence. Oh, Colt's going to jump off right there at the gate. Short of the 8-second whistle. Going to be a no score for Colt Villamonte. Oh, I know his pain, though. Bull came right around by the bucking juice over there, and he jumped for it. You know, it's just out of force of habit, I think. You see it out of the corner of your eye, and there you go. He's really disappointed himself. That's all right. We believe in Colt. I understand that he had himself a tough little bull there, and the bull led brand Black Dog. Looks like we're sliding on down to Chris Boyd, going to be another one of team making eighth riders. Just signed on with us today, looking to rack up some points for the team making eight challenge. He's on a bull they call Red Dawn. Oh, they are bringing 5 back to the short go-round, so we're going to look forward to seeing that. No qualified rides so far tonight, but we're looking for our first. Let me tell you, we got some great riders down here. Kevin Rooster McKeeman, who's definitely got his hands full tomorrow night down there at the SSBR deal. We also have Timmy Smith, who won an event down in Fort Myers. We're able to watch. You know, we've got Ty Harris, who's been riding, rode both his bulls last weekend. And there goes Colt. Chris Boyd making a ride now. Put around to the right hard, and that's going to throw him down short of the 8-second whistle. Let me tell you, Chris Boyd had a seat on that count on that Red Dawn. Came jumping out just to the other side of the arena. Bull cut back hard to the right, and that's what spun him around. Wasn't quite able to hang on. Good try for that cowboy. So no scores yet so far. We do have... do have 16 riders tonight, so let me tell you, these bulls are getting a workout, and they're doing the job tonight. Hopefully you rodeo fans were able to tune in last night on our Back of the Ranch show. Had the lovely Chrissy with us, as well as our good pal Sneaky from Mississippi. Sneaky out doing a charity event tonight, unable to be on the radio show with us. Want to wish him well out there. Also want to wish Matthew now, actually be my younger brother. They actually just gave birth. His girlfriend did just gave birth a little bit this afternoon, about 4 o'clock. But before we do, we're going to slide on down here. Jimmy Bennett on the bull they call Butterbean. Jimmy Bennett going to be the fifth cowboy tonight, looking to make our first qualified ride. Jimmy a little upset. He got bussed off twice last weekend in Chiefland. All right, rodeo fans, going to be coming out of buck and shoot number one. Going to be a right-handed delivery. Jimmy rides with the right hand. He's sliding over, taking his wrap right now. The rodeo fans, just to give you guys a heads up and let you know, we do have two judges out here tonight, and Mike Santo and Rick Ruber. They're going to be judging. Each one will judge the bull and the rider. 25 points for 50 points per judge for a total of 100 points for the rider, or for the cowboy and his ride. So that's the possible points. Still looking for our first qualified ride tonight. Jimmy Bennett's tying in right now. Looks like he's trying to get everything set right now. Jimmy gonna be coming out on a bull they call Butterbean. We got Kelly over on the other side of the arena doing the videoing for us. Look forward to catching the videos there. Jimmy sliding up on his rope right now, ready to make a qualified ride. Scored a 66 last time we were out here on the 17th. All right, here he goes. Jimmy up on his rope right now. There's the gate. Bull's going to be around to the right, back around to the left. Oh, slam dunk. Brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Bull's turning around and coming back after him now. No score for Jimmy Bennett. That team making eight is definitely having their work cut out for him tonight. These bulls down here are ready to buck. Let me tell you, Corey Costa and his gang down here have gotten these bulls riled up, and they're ready to buck tonight. You know, back on the 17th when we were here 2 weeks ago, had no qualified rides in the short go. Did have some really good rides in the long round. Like I said, Jimmy Bennett able to score 66 there. Bucks off short tonight.
Yeah, that one right there. I need him out.
Looks like we're sliding down to Timmy Smith now, and the bull they call Saul. Timmy getting ready to go now.
Short him out. Make that one bull be standing there ready to go.
Timmy Smith won the Fort Myers event, the only qualified rider down there a few weeks ago.
There you go.
Looks like
right
he's
there, like
tying
that.
In right now.
Just let him stand there.
All right. All the way down.
All right.
Number four.
All right, there, rodeo fan. Timmy Smith will be the next cowboy coming out. Coming out of bucket shoot number three. Bull's going to be coming around to the left, back around to the right now pretty hard. Timmy got a seat, able to make a great correction, slide back over top of him. Looks like Timmy's going to have himself a ride. Great job for that cowboy. It's going to be the first score for the night. Let me tell you, this bull was back around to the right, back around to the left. Timmy was off on both sides of him, and just able to get up there and keep driving, back on his rope, able to make a great correction. It's going to be a qualified score, first one of the night. Waiting on the judges to get these scores coming in now. 72 points for Timmy Smith. He's going to start off being the leader now. See if we can get some of these cowboys to follow up. flying down here to bucket shoot number four. Travis Van Eaton's going to be the cowboy. Had the opportunity to watch Travis now last few weeks. Let me tell you, he's a great cowboy. And he comes for the money. Going to be on a bull they call surprise. Never know what you're going to get with this bull. Travis says it doesn't matter. He's getting ready to ride up. Doesn't matter what kind of bull he gets. He's going to stay on top of him and make himself a qualified ride right now. All right, there goes Travis sliding up on his rope. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. There's the gate. Bull out. Spinning hard around to the left. Back out towards the middle of the arena now. Back around to the right. And Travis has got himself a qualified ride. Travis made it look like it was just a normal day at the office for that bull. He was around to the left, back around to the right. Great job, that cowboy. Get himself a qualified ride. And that, you know, that's the nature of this business. When we start getting qualified rides, these cowboys seem to follow suit. Waiting on the scores to come in now for Travis Van Eaton. .75 points for Travis. Definitely look to see him in the short go around, but they're only bringing 5 back. Right now we have 2 qualified rides. Still got a lot of rodeo left to go there, rodeo fans. Not sure who the cowboy is we're going to be going to down here. Looks like trying to get some flank ropes back. All right, rodeo fans, get ready to slide down now. We'll see who we got. Russell Kyle is going to be the cowboy they're going to on a bull they call Patriot Missile. Let me tell you, this bull is fast. Russell coming back after taking some time off as well, looking to try to get him on board with Team Making 8. He's had a little bit of rough luck here lately with work and all that. I had a chance to talk with him earlier today. Looks like he's going to be trying to head up north and hit some rodeos out that way. This is where he's getting his practice, though. It's a good cowboy right here that can make a ride. All right, rodeo fans. Russell trying to get everything situated there. Russell actually won the event a couple weeks ago down here. Actually, back last month, we had the opportunity to see him. Let me tell you, Russell's a great cowboy. Just had to take some time off for family reasons, and we certainly respect that. Understand that's part of the deal. All right, here goes Russell. He's going to be out to the right. Kind of belly rolling a little bit out across the arena. Russell's got himself a seat. Bull spinning around to the left. Back around to the right now. Russell's got a seat the whole time. He's going to be able to get up and get out of the arena okay. Great job from Russell Kyle. All right, rodeo fans, we're waiting on those scores. Like I said, these cowboys have a tendency to feed off each other. So once you start getting one qualified ride, you end up seeing a lot of it. 73 points for Russell Cobb. Now we're sliding down to Rooster McKeeman, rodeo fans. We've talked a lot about him. We've seen him down here at a lot of these shows, able to bring this action to you. Rooster, one of the sitting number 2 in the Southern States bull riding standing. Down here tonight to make a little entry fee money for tomorrow night. Going to be down in Port Charlotte. Rooster's got his wrap right now. Locking in. Getting ready to slide up on his rope. He'll be coming out on Brenda Wine. Bulls out to the right, back around to the left. Rooster staying with him, staying with him. Bulls kind of back around, all the way across the arena. Hard to the right, able to make the corner. Rooster had a seat the whole ride. Let me tell you, that's a great looking ride for that Cowboy. Rooster making it look easy on the bull they call Brenda Wine there. Rooster, one of the local favorites down here. We've been able to watch him down here running some rough talks for quite some time. And like I said, he uses this as good entry fee money. We usually see him at the paycheck window at the end of the night. Great job for that Cowboy. Waiting on the scores to come in now. 36-38. Going to make it a 75, I believe. 74 points, I stand corrected. So far we've got Travis Van Eaton with a score of 75. Rooster in second place with 74. Sliding on down, we got Russell Kyle with 73. And Timmy Smith with a score of 72. Those are going to be your top four Cowboys right now. Sliding on down here to bucket shoot number three. Right in front of him. Chad Willett. Going to be on the Bulls brand Black Sabbath. Bulls going to be out to the left. Back around to the right now. Bulls into the right. Back around to the left now. Oh! Chad Willett going to be brought down early. Got stepped on there trying to get out. Tough luck for that Cowboy. We're going to check in and make sure he's all right. All right. Chad had a great seat on him. Bull just kept spinning around. Helped him get a little back off to his side there. Spun around to the right pretty hard. Brought him down a little early. All right, rodeo fans. We're going to see who else we got down here. Looks like there are more bulls in the bucket seat right now. We also do have Ryan Rippo down here, going to be riding here in just a little bit on a bull they call Skull. Look forward to seeing that. Ryan making these ropes down here for a lot of these Cowboys, and I'll tell you what, we've had an opportunity to see these ropes that he makes, and we actually really like them. I think Ryan makes a great quality rope. We're selling them up on MakingA.com, so make sure you get over to our store page and take a look. All right, Dustin Bryant's going to be the bull rider. He's getting his rope on right now. He'll be our 11th bull rider of the night. We do have four qualified scores. Rodeo fans, let me tell you, these Cowboys are down here working at it. They're going to bring five back to the short go, and we look forward to seeing that. We do have four qualified rides so far. And we still got a few more bull riders left. I believe we have Bo Benazza, got Ty Harris on Team Making Eights. We've also have Josh Black down here, Marcus Gerringer, Chad Talese is down here. We look forward to seeing these Cowboys get down here and get it done. They said they will be bringing five back to the short go.
Hey!
All right, rodeo fans, looks like they're trying to get everything set down here for Dustin Bryant. He'll be coming out on bull they call Dead Zone. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. Should be right into Dustin's hand. Dustin, the left-handed bull rider. All right, here goes Dustin Bryant back around to the right. Hard. Dustin staying with him. Oh, brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Great job, Chaz Fish. Stepped in the middle. Let Dustin get out of the way. Great job for that Cowboy. Actually, both those Cowboys. Dustin Bryant going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle on Dead Zone. Great try, though. Chaz Fish stepping in the middle, drawing these extension off of dead zone, keeping him away from Dustin, and that was a great job. Now we're going to slide down here. I believe we're going to stay with bucket shoot number three. Marcus Gerrans is going to be the bully on a bully call.
Hey, throw me a flank, guys. Throw me a flank.
All right, rodeo fan. Marcus Gerringer actually works down here at Remington Feed Store, so he is definitely one of the favorites down here tonight.
Hey, this one
I'll
take
here.
Away. 7-7 loaded. Listen, I need a 7-7 loaded.
All right, rodeo fans, like I said, we are bringing this action to you live and in person.
Hey,
so what you see is what you get. What you get. We're not editing this. You're hearing what these Cowboys are doing back behind the buck and shoots right now. So when we bring this to you, this is what you're getting. We're trying to bring everything to you. Mark is sliding up on his rope right now. Get ready to make a qualified ride. He's nodding his head. Looks to be out hard. Back around to the right. Mark is staying with him. Oh, stepped off early.
Come on, boys. Call him up.
The 8-second whistle. No score for on the bull they call slam dunk. And let me tell you, he was getting it. Bull came around hard to the right. Marcus just got spun back so hard. Blew his right foot, and he ended up stepping off. All right, there, rodeo fans. Got a few more bulls down here. Looks like we got about three more riders left. Able to bring this action to you live right in front of us. I mean, they've been bucking out of bucket shoot number three here because they keep loading these bulls up. It's been really exciting to watch.
Hey.
Looks like we got Ty Harris down there getting ready to get his rope on his bull right now. Ty Harris unable to attend the event down there tomorrow night. Actually going to be attending prom. So we want to wish him well as his date for tomorrow. Bo Benazza is going to be our rider tonight. Right here in bucking shoot number three. He's going to be on a bull they brand they call Bad News. Taking his rap right now. Bo ready to make a qualified ride. All right. Bo sliding up on his rope now. Looks like the bull squat down in the chute just a little bit now. Bo trying to get everything situated on this bull. They don't call him Bad News for nothing. He's up on the rope now. Trying to get him to stand up now. Alright. There he goes. Bo back around to the right. Oh, brought down right into the bucket chute. Gonna be a tough luck. Oh, Jazz Fish ended up taking a little spill there in the middle of the arena. Gonna be a no score for Bo. Both bullfighters, bull Bad News. He came after both of them. Put Garrett up on the fence, turned around back at Chaz. Chaz took a little stumble there, was fortunate enough to able to get out unharmed. Tough luck for that cowboy down there, but we'll look to see him back down here in a couple weeks. All right, rodeo fans, we're sliding back down here, bucking shoot number three.
Where's that? Oh, you held him. Okay, no, yeah, he goes down.
You've seen his ropes, rodeo fans, down here. Ryan Rippo actually riding with a new rope tonight, actually just made this rope. We're going to see what he's got down here, see if he can get a grip on this on this new Rippo rope. Rodeo fans, if you're a bull rider looking to get involved, definitely make your way down here. Try to get online and get one of these Rippo ropes because they are going fast. I believe Caleb Sanderson is now riding with one and able to make two qualified rides there last night. We're going to see if we can slide down here. We've been talking a lot with Ryan Rippo. We're definitely pulling for him. Looking for him to make a little money, see if we can't get him on board with Team Making Eight.
Oh, yeah,
All right, Ryan, make a ride now, cowboy. All right, rodeo fans, got Ryan Rippo down here. Ty Harris getting his rope on his bull right now. Looks like he's getting chapped up. Here comes Ryan now. Just another day at the office, Rippo.
Be there now.
All right, there you go. Ryan back around to the right now. Staying with him, got himself the two bull spinning hard to the right. Ryan staying with him. Great job for that cowboy. Back around to the left. Oh, Ryan Rippo making another qualified ride. We look to see him in the short go around. Great job for that cowboy. Let me tell you, he makes his own ropes, rodeo fans, and let me tell you, he's got a good one there. Able to get a good hold.
Give me a flank, guys. All right,
rodeo fans, we are going to slide down here with Ty Harris now. Waiting on that four to come in for Ryan Rippo. $78 for Ryan Rippo. He is going to be the new leader down here, rodeo fans. We're going to see if we can't slide up there and catch up with him during the intermission. See if we can't find out how that new rope felt for that cowboy. But before we do, we're going to slide down here to Ty Harris. Ty Harris, one of Team Making 8 members. Looking to get down here and make a little money tonight. He is going to be the Team Making 8 challenger leader going into tonight's event. You got Jimmy Bennett down here pulling his rope for him, another Team Making 8 rider. Looking to make a little money for prom tomorrow night, Ty Harris is. Taking his rap right now. All right, rodeo fans, he's going to be on a bull they call 77 Rome. See this bull down here in the PBR, great looking bull. All right, rodeo fans, Ty Harris down here ready to get a grip and get it done. Ty getting up on his rope right now. All right, there he goes, rodeo fans. Bull's going to be around to the left. Ty staying with him. Oh, going to be split off on the right-hand side. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. No score for Ty Harris. All right, rodeo fans, we're going to take a short break down here. We're going to add up these scores. Looks like Ryan Rippo is going to be the event leader with 78. He's going to slot on down Travis Van Eaton with a score of 75. Kevin Rooster McKeenan with 74. Russell Kyle with 73. Rodeo fans, that's going to do it here for this little deal. We got a little intermission break coming up. We're going to play some rodeo music, take a short break, and we'll be right back. Qualified ride? 6.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Up underneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow, and my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child,
and oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
I'm Jimmy Bennett of Team Making 8, and you're listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up. I'm gonna push my luck, pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip.
Lucy was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. And Billy, he looked at Dixie. Looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Aloha, hi. Aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and out again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull. And I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name. And hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake him off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back,
back. I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping. Ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat. And shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back.
Thank you.
way, look out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll fuck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your back, back, back.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. I want to let you guys know that we do have the short go-round draw. Want to let you all know who's got what. Ryan Rippo, who's going to be our event leader, with a score of 78, is going to be on the 903 Jaeger Bomb. Going to be one of Corey Costa's best down here and one of the PBR Bucking Bulls. We also have Travis Van Eaton with a score of 75, going to be sitting on Dead Zone tonight. Then we've got Rooster McKeeman down here with Raspberry Outlaw. Comes into the short go with a score 74. Russell Kyle on Wild Raspberry came in with a score 73. And Timmy Smith's going to be on Wyatt Earth. He came in with a score 72. So we look forward to seeing those guys. Rodeo fans, y'all hang tight. We're going to see if we can't fly back down here, catch some interviews with some of these riders, maybe with some of the bullfighters, see how they're making out. But until then, y'all go refill your water bottles. Don't miss any of this great short go-round action coming your way right after this break.
Fans, this is Ty Harris with Making 8 Radio on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service.
I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on.
So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious. It's time to get it on.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here here at the Making 8 Outreach Tailgate Truck, down here with Chad Fish, one of the bullfighters for tonight. So, Chad, what do you think about the long round there? I know you took a couple shots, but you did a great job protecting those cowboys out there tonight.
Yeah, the bulls in the first round were pretty good. I don't think it was quite an even enough 10, though. But when you're coming to a jackpot rodeo, you kind of expect that sort of stuff. There was a couple of them that really turned back. When Travis Van Eaton got on, which, what does the sheet say here? What Travis score? He scored a 75 in the first round. That's pretty fair. He's a little black and white bull to turn back right there in front of the buck and shoot. All in all, it's been a good night. I think Rippo is correct being in the lead with 78 points on that skull bull. He went out there, went both ways, really tested Rippo. And the funny part is, Rippo, if y'all don't know, Ryan Rippo, he was actually in retirement. He came out of retirement to come back for this show because his birthday was last Wednesday. So this is a birthday treat for him.
Wow. Well, we'll have to get over and wish him a happy birthday. But, Chaz, I really like that ride that Ryan had. And, of course, he's using one of his brand new ropes for the first time out here tonight. So, great job for him to get out there and hang on with that brand new Rippo rope. What do you think about the short go, Ryan?
Well, speaking of Ryan Rippo, he drew that 903 Jaeger bomb. And back 2 or 3 years ago, he actually went up to Tampa and was in the PBR. I don't think he's as in shape, that's the Jaeger bomb bull, as he was when he went to the PBR. He's lost a couple steps, but that's just because he hasn't been bucked enough, I think. He's still a really good bull. He's going to be really solid. Rippo, if he stubs a toe, he'll buck off of him. But if not, he has a good chance of keeping that lead. The one to watch for, though, is this Timmy Smith kid on the Wyatt Earp bull, 109. This Wyatt Earp bull, he's a black horn bull, got a little hook to him, and he doesn't like bullfighters. He likes bull riders. When the bull rider comes off, this dude's going to spin around and try to hook him. So we got to be in there deep, got to get in there deep, and you might see me take another shot tonight.
So in other words, you've got the work cut out for you here in the
Oh, definitely, and any of these raspberry bulls, the raspberry outlaw bull or the raspberry wine bull, they're black and white potted bulls that came out of raspberry wine, wild raspberry and raspberry outlaw. So, anyway, their bloodline bulls came out of the raspberry wine bull, and both of them buck.
Yeah,
they're the two probably buckingest ones out of the five we're going to see. Kevin McKeeman stands a good shot of riding one of them. Look for him to really step it up and throw the boots to him. You might even be able to hear him spurring him on the microphone.
Well, I'll tell you what, a few weeks ago we saw Kevin, and he got into one of these bulls down here. He got in their neck, and I look at Kevin do it. I'll tell you what, with all five of these riders, good veteran cowboys that know what they're doing out here on these bulls, and we've got some great bulls out here tonight, so it'll be a really good matchup. I look forward to it, and hopefully you stay safe, man. I know you got your work cut out for you. You've done a great job for these cowboys so far. We know you're going to do what you can.
Well, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it, and I hope to see some more people out here at this event. And, hit us up on the website, talk to us live. Call in if you're listening to us on a Thursday night. So I'll talk to you soon. I got to go get ready for the short round, though, so I'll see you in a little bit, guys.
All right, Jack. Thanks for stopping by talking with us. We'll catch up with you in just a few minutes, all right? All right, guys. Chaz Fish down there, one of the bullfighters, doing a great job down there tonight, and we look forward to seeing him out here for the short go round. Rodeo fans, we got a few more bull riders down here. We're going to step down here and talk with some of these guys. So we're going to jump down here to this next cowboy, Dustin Bryant. Dustin, so tell me what you thought about this bull you had here earlier this evening. I see you got bucked off a little bit short.
Yeah, he was a real good bull. Came out and took his first hop, went to the right, put me on his butt, and threw me off.
Yeah, well, that's a tough luck, man. We know you had a lot of try out there, and you're heading down to River Ranch tomorrow night, is that correct?
Yeah, we got a rodeo down in River Ranch. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So how you been riding that one? You been riding River Ranch?
They got some all right bulls. It ain't nothing like up here in Tampa, though. Yeah. They got some pretty ranked bulls down in there.
Okay. All right. Good deal, man. Well, hey, we want to wish you the best of luck down there tomorrow night. And thanks for stopping by. We look forward to getting you on, shortly.
Yeah, it'd be exciting to get on Making Eight. Two weekends, see us on Friday.
All right, man. Well, hey, we'll definitely look forward to that, Dustin. We appreciate you coming by and talking with us, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, guys. Dustin Bryant, one of our cowboys down here, got bucked off a little short of the 8-second whistle tonight. Tough luck, but he's going to be down at River Ranch down tomorrow. And we're hoping to catch up with him. Looking forward to seeing him back on Team Making Eight here. But we're still down here in our intermission. We're going to let you guys slide on down, refill your bottles, and get ready for some short go action. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
an underdog. A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet. Behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby.
Cowboy's got it. He's got it. do it. Put your back into it. How's a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain? If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
You gotta find a door, 'cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup chap,
first strap to my boots,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite
waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands through a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind, 'cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, or the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core.
I got a number on my back, startup chap,
first strap to my boots,
the ride of my life, a ton of dynamite
waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. I've had my share of bad rest, breaks and I've got bones, but there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the flow. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite waiting to blow sky high in the shoes.
I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side
like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, not my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core.
and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up.
Yeah. come home. This is it. I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. The last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp ado, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate. Everything's getting faster, faster, the whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. They just try to keep up the pace.
welcome back, rodeo fans. Hopefully you guys have had an opportunity to get down, refill your water bottles and get ready for this short go-round action. Let me tell you, we got five cowboys down here ready to make some money. Actually sitting right next to Timmy Smith, who's got a bully called Wyatt Earp. Let me tell you, it's going to be a great matchup tonight. Timmy came into the short go-round with a score of 72 on a bull they call Saw. But Timmy's been riding up north a lot, been running with Rooster McKeeman, one of his traveling partners there, and they've been hitting a lot of these rodeos up in North Carolina and Georgia area. But we look forward to catching up with him. We're going to watch him ride, make a great ride tonight on Wyatt Earp. And then head on down to, we're going to catch up with him down at Port Charlotte tomorrow as well. Him and Rooster McKeeman are both on the list to ride down there tomorrow night. So we look forward to seeing that. But rodeo fans, you are not going to want to miss any of this short go action. We got some of the top cowboys in the southern states down here tonight. And they are all in the short go round. Ryan Rippo, who makes his own ropes now. Rippo Ropes is going to be on the bull they call Jaeger Bomb. Travis Van Eaton, one of the Zebra SSDR cowboys, going to be on a bull they call Dead Zone. Then we got Rooster McKeeman going to be on Raspberry Outlaw. Russell Kyle on Wild Raspberry. And then, of course, Timmy Smith that we've talked about is going to be on Wide Earth. So we've got some great matchups tonight. Rodeo fans, do not miss any of this extra, this short go-around action. We're going to take another break and let y'all get geared up and get a grip. Get ready for some great short go action. We'll be right back. Welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here, Remington Rough Stock, down here in Brandon, Florida. Want to let you guys know that we're getting ready for this short go action. We're going to bring it to you live. Ryan Rippo right now in buck and shoot number 3 is going to be on a bull they call Jaeger Bomb. Has bucked in the PBR. Great bull down here. Really good matchup. Watching some cowboys get the ropes on their bulls down here now. And what we do, Ryan Rippo down here with the Rippo Rope, representing. I actually got one of his brand new ropes out here that he's trying out. Had a great job. Scored a 78 in the long round. Sliding up on his rope. There he goes. Knocks his head. This should be around to the left. Round to the right. Now Ryan's staying with him. Staying with him. Brought down to the right side. Oh, going to be bucked off short of the 8-second whistle. Being a no score for Ryan Rippo, but he is the event leader with 78, and we look forward to seeing Ryan actually going to be traveling down to Fort Charlotte tomorrow night. We'll look to catch up with him down there. Have a great bull just kind of spun around to the right a little bit, brought him down a little early. Rodeo fans, we're trying to slide on down here, find out who is next. Looks like Travis Van Eaton is going to be the next cowboy. Trying to find out who we got down here. Russell Kyle is going to be the cowboy. On the bull, Wild Raspberry. All right, rodeo fans. Actually, just had an opportunity. We were watching Rooster down there. He got kind of tangled up with a bull trying to get his rope on down there. And won the extra buck and shoot. All right, rodeo fans, Russell Kyle, one of these great cowboys, took some time off for a while. Comes in with a score of 73. We can see him make a qualified ride right now on Wild Raspberry, sliding up on his rope. All right, rodeo fans, there he goes. Goes out to the right, hard to the left, makes the corner. Oh, couldn't make that second corner there for Russell Kyle. Going to be brought down short. Let me tell you, bull was bucking and made some hard corners. Just wasn't quite enough. He made the first corner. Bull spun around hard to the left, just stayed with him, but the bull kept running around to the left, got him back on his pockets a little bit, and brought him down short of the 8-second whistle. So no score for Russell Kyle in the short go. Still looking for that first qualified ride in here, first two scores. So, actually looking at Dustin Bryant down here. He's on a little vest out here trying to fight with some of these guys.
We're all going
tonight. Hey, hey!
Not really sure which way they're going here.
If you miss the flight, you got to get close.
Looks like they're sliding on down here to Timmy Smith, coming out of the only right-hand delivery tonight. It's going to be on a four-way called Wyatt Earp. Now, this is going to be a great matchup, rodeo fans. Had the opportunity to talk with Timmy. Timmy said he's been riding up north. Had a little bit of trouble here as of late, but he was the Fort Myers winner for the Southern States Bull Riding. We look forward to seeing him get back into it. He is going to be riding down here tomorrow night as well. Here we go. Timmy Smith sliding up on his rope right now. Looking to get a grip, make qualified ride now. All right, rodeo fans. Cowboy down here looking to make some money. Actually, just telling me that Rooster paid his entry fee for tonight. So he get down here. He's looking to pay Rooster back. There he goes. Knocked his head. He's going to back around to the left. Timmy's off on the right. Oh, going to be brought down short. Still kind of camping out on him a little bit. Oh, man. He's able to get up and get up out of the arena. Great job for the bullfighters, Jared Haskins and Chaz Smith. Great job to those cowboys. Need to tip your hats to them, rodeo fans. Chaz going out having a little fun with Wyatt Earp out there now. Feeling pretty good, but bull came around to the left and just kind of sat there, got him down in the well just a little bit, and was able to camp out on a little bit, but he was able to get up and get out of the arena all right. So good try for Timmy Smith. Like I said, he did come into the with a score of 72. Now we're gonna slide on down to Rooster McKinnon. He's going to be coming in with a score of 74. We look to see this Cowboy get down and get it done. He's looking to make some money before tomorrow night. All right, rodeo fans. Going to be on a bull that they call Raspberry Outlaw. This little bull came down and bucked 2 weeks ago. We looked to see him do the same thing. And Rooster's one of the best Cowboys there. It's going to be a great matchup. Calling for the gate. Bull's going to be out hard to the right. Rooster makes the corner. Back around to the left. Now Rooster's got a seat on him. Taking a little spur in him. Got himself a qualified ride. Great job for that Cowboy. Woo! Radio fans, let me tell you, you are missing the action if you're hearing us live. Rooster was down there just getting it done. Bull was back around to the left, back around to the right, digging some spur into him. Great job for that Cowboy. 80 points for that Cowboy. 80 points. With a score of 74, that's going to be a 154. Right now, he is going to be the event leader. We still have one more Cowboy left, and that's going to be Travis Van Eaton. Let me tell you, this Cowboy's sliding down on his rope right now. A Cowboy from New York State. And let me tell you, this Cowboy knows how to get it done. He's a fever rider, rides for the Southern States Bull Riding as well. Travels all over the East Coast hitting rodeos. He's on a bull they call Dead Zone. We look to see him get down here and get it done. Travis comes in the short round with a score of 75. Looking to see right now, Kevin McKinnon is going to be the leader with a score of 154 on two bulls. Ryan Rippo sitting in second with 78. All right, here we go, rodeo fans. Travis, get ready to get a grip and get it done out of bucket shoe number one. All right, rodeo fans, here he goes. Sliding up on his rope right now, Travis Van Eaton, one of the veteran Cowboys. I'll tell you what, these bulls have gotten it tonight. The only qualified ride we had was Kevin McKinnon. The Cowboy they call Rooster down here sitting in second place with Southern States, making a little money down here. The event leader so far, going to need at least a 79, I believe, to take over the lead. If he scores 79, rodeo fans, he's going to actually tie. Travis pulling for the gate now. Bull's going to be out to the right. Spinning to the right. Travis got a seat on him. Into his hand. Travis staying. Now the bull stopped. Spinning around back around to the left. Going to be a no score, or actually going to be a reride, I believe. So they're going to give him an option. We're going to see what his score is for Travis Van Eaton, see if he's going to take a reride. That bull stopped on him at about 6.5 seconds. Should be able to get a reride. All right, rodeo fans, they're down there with the judges right now trying to decide on whether or not he's going to actually take a reride. All right. We're going to load another one back in the bucket shoot for Travis Van Eaton. He's looking to make the money tonight down here now. Rodeo fans, the bull did not perform to the best of its ability and did not give the Cowboys the best opportunity to make a score. So what they've done is they've decided that Travis Van Eaton decided that he wants to make the money. It's his request. So they're going to send him down here. He's asked to have a reride. Not sure who the reride bull is. We've got to try to find out down here. We're going to slide back here. Keep an eye on these bucket shoes. All right, rodeo fans. Let me tell you, we saw some great bull riding action. Travis Van Eaton did qualify to make a ride. Now, if he gets bucked off, rodeo fans, he will be sitting in third place. I believe that is why he tried. He went ahead and decided to go with that. They're going to pay the top three slots. He's already in third place right now. He wants first, Rodeo fans. He's going to try to take it away from Kevin. And worst case scenario, he's going to finish third with a little bit less money, but he's still going to be able to get it done. Right now, the scores are Rooster's going to be in there with a score of 154 is going to be the event leader. Ryan Rippo, the rider that scored 78 in the long round, he still holds that score, sitting in second place. And Travis Van Eaton is sitting in third with a score of 75. We're going to see what he can do, Rodeo fans, for this this next bull. Like I said, he certainly felt that this opportunity was not good enough. He wants to go for the money. And Rodeo fans, let me tell you, that's the cowboy way. These cowboys are ready to bear down and get it done. They come here expecting to win first place every time. And Travis Van Eaton is no exception to the rule. He is one veteran cowboy that knows how to get it done. And we believe we're going to be able to watch him do that. So they're loading this bull up here now. Travis is getting his rope on his bull. Looks like they're going to be bucking him out of bucking chute number three.
What's red and green? It goes around the circle.
All right, rodeo fans.
A dog and a blender. What's red and green and brown? It goes around in the circle. Dog and a blender with chocolate syrup.
Well, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this show so far. Like I said, we did have some great rodeo action. Had five bulls in the long round. Then we had only one qualified score so far in the short round. Looks like Travis is trying to get everything set up, get a hook for his rope down there. Rodeo fans, we want to remind you to check out making8.com, get involved, sign up on our buddies list. You know, we definitely need you out there getting involved with us. You know, we're growing every day. Check out our news bulletins. If you got any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Go to our contact page. Get in touch with us. Any number of ways, we've got the options there for you. We're also on MySpace and Facebook. Hopefully you guys can get a grip. Get connected with us so we can be in touch with you and let you guys know what's going on with these rodeos. Rodeo fans, we are going to be down in Port Charlotte tomorrow night with the Southern States Bull Riding and the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. But we definitely want to thank Corey Costa and Remington Rough Stock Company. Going to be brought to you tonight by Remington Feed, and we certainly appreciate them down here promoting this deal. We've enjoyed coming down here with Chrissy and the rest of the Remington Rough Stock gang. These guys have done a great job down here, and we've actually got a pretty good crowd for the first Friday of the month. And there's still a lot of action. We're going to be back up here in 2 weeks, I believe, covering the their third Friday of the month. The rodeo fans, I believe we decided Monday night we're going to do our broadcast of our Back on the Ranch show. So make sure you tune in Monday night. It's going to be 8:30 Eastern time. So get ready to tune in there. Travis getting his chaps back on now. He wasn't real sure what he was going to get right there and decided he was going to try to take second place. But once he realized, I believe, that he was already sitting in third, that not going to hurt him at all to try to get out there and get on a bull and try to get some extra money down here. Travis coming down. He does ride mostly up in the North Carolina area with Zebra and down here just about every weekend.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
All right, rodeo fans. We've got one more rider left here. And we're going to break down here. We're going to try to catch up with some of these riders. We're going to try to catch up with Corey. And we're going to try to get some interviews and put them on our Back on the Ranch show on Monday night. So, rodeo fans, stay tuned to that. We'll bring you all the action. We've got some great pictures from the... Had the opportunity to have some great show last night with Chrissy and our good buddy had our technical wow, looks like they're having some radio difficulties up there in the announcer's booth. Chrissy's still able to work through it. Rodeo fans, definitely want to remind you, and if you need anything, check out Remington Rough Stock Rodeo website at Tampa rodeo or TampaBullRiding.com. Make sure you get over there and check out all the action that they have. They've believe they're starting to post up some pictures actually the Macon 8 has been able to take. Travis Van Eaton taking his rap right now. All right, looks like we had Chaz out there entertaining the crowd. Getting this crowd pumped up for this last bull ride of the evening. All right, here we go, rodeo fans. Bull rider sliding up on his rope right now, not his head. He's going to be out to the left. Getting there around to the right now. Travis got his feet. Oh, bull stumbled down on him. Not going to be enough for that cowboy. Bull actually stumbled in the arena, causing Travis to fall off. I'm not sure how they're going to load this one up again. Believe he's going to finish with All right, looks like they're going to give him one more re-ride. Rodeo fans, I'll tell you, we cannot get enough of this rodeo action. All right, rodeo fans. Looks like Travis is moving on down here. Still waiting to see what we can do here with a re-ride option. We're about out of time, I believe, looking at Kelly over there. Not real sure how much longer we have in our radio show. So we're gonna try to hang tight. We will bring you all this action live still. So if you lose connection, make sure you go back, listen to our replay shows. It does re-air, and we should have that back up in about 20 minutes after the show. So you're not gonna want to miss this, rodeo fans. Like I said, it's unfortunate that the show would break out a little early, but we hope that's not the case. But they're trying to load up this re-ride option bull down here. So we're gonna actually turn our backs and see what they got, see who they're loading up down here. For Travis Van Eaton. Let me tell you, Travis is one veteran cowboy, and he's looking to put it on Rooster, trying to put that heat on. Like I said, he definitely wants that money. Down there with these jackpot deals, that's really what you get too. It's not a matter of points because they don't keep up the points standing down here. It's a jackpot deal, so every week it changes. It's a matter of who's got the money. So they're trying to load this bull up in here now, the white and black spotted bull. Not sure what the brand is on it. We're going to see if we can't find out. $10 for the small one, but $20 for the large one. Right, so we do the privacy. Watching this guy load up these bulls down here in the bucket shoes. All right, he's sliding on in. What's that,
Leroy? You want to roll it? Leroy, roll it.
All right, rodeo fans. We got some fans down here. Rooster's a little upset. He's ready to find out whether or not he's going to finish first. He's got to head on down to Fort Charlotte tomorrow night. Travis Van Eaton says, Rooster says, let's finish off this show. I'm ready to go to the paycheck window now.
I know what the fuck he's going to do.
All right, here comes Travis now. Getting down there, getting another hook, ready to take his third. Actually, it's going to be his fourth bull for the night. It's going to be four bulls for Travis Van Eaton. This cowboy's actually loving it. Takes advantage of the opportunity to get on that many bulls in one night. And all these other ones are just warm-up for him. Like I said, Travis is a veteran cowboy. Jimmy. What bull is that? All right. Rodeo fans, we just got the word. Travis Van Eaton's going to be on the bull they call Milk Daddy. Let me tell you, this little bull can buck. So we look forward to seeing this little matchup right here. Travis Van Eaton, a veteran cowboy. If anybody can get it done on Milk Daddy, Travis sure can. So we're going to see if we can't walk down here. Travis knows how to how to ride these bulls down here at Remington Rough Stock. You've been on a lot of them, been down here for the last few weeks riding bulls and making a little money while he was down here. Travis still trying to get geared up and ready to go. And right now, he is the spotlight, rodeo fans. Nobody else. There's nobody else down here that that can do it like Travis. All eyes are on him right now as he takes on this bull milk daddy. All right, rodeo fans. Dustin Bryan down here had an opportunity to get out there in the arena a little bit and do some fighting with some of these bullfighters.
When you get ready to get grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on WickedAce.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get high and hung, clear and hard. WickedAce is a winner.
All right, rodeo fans. Garrett Haskins, Chaz Fish doing a great job of bullfighting for us out here tonight. Chaz had his work cut out for him, and boy, he wasn't lying when Timmy Smith rode Wyatt Earp and got pulled down into the well. That little bull turned around and kind of camped out on him. Chaz Fish did a great job getting him separated so that way Timmy could get out of the arena. So a great job for that bullfighter. And we've had the opportunity to work with Chaz Fish quite a bit. We look forward to that. Rodeo fans, if we do lose connection, we do apologize. Like I said, we're going to bring this action to you live. We're going to extend it as far as we can. Travis Van Eaton on Milk Daddy. We do not want to miss this, rodeo fans. So if nothing else, make sure you go back and listen to the replay so you can find out who actually wins this event tonight. Such is the life of the live rodeo action. You know, sometimes these shows go real quick. Sometimes they go a little bit slower. And we've got a two-hour time slot to fill. And we sure have filled it tonight. We're glad you've been able to take part of it and listen in as we brought this action to you live from Remington Rough Stock Arena down here in Brandon, Florida. All right. Travis Van Eaton taking his rap right now. All right, rodeo fans. Here we go. Travis Van Eaton looking to slide up on his rope right now. Getting Milk Daddy to look out. Sticking his nose up.
There you go. There's lucky team number one. Travis has to get that hit on so he's ready to start in 8 seconds.
All right, there he goes. Sliding up on his rope now. Milk Daddy getting a little bit of trouble down there, trying to talk a little bit of trash. Travis not hearing any of it. He's ready to make a ride on this bull. There he goes. Nods his head. Bull's going to be out to the right. Real fast back around to the left. Travis got himself a seat on him. Oh, brought down just a little bit on the right side. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Great try from Travis Van Eaton. Going to be brought down short at about 6.5 seconds. All right, rodeo fans, that's going to do it for our show tonight. We're glad we were able to bring it to you. Looks like Rooster McKeeman 154 is going to be your event leader. That's going to make Ryan Ripple. That's going to make Ryan Ripple finishing in second point, and Travis Fanny. He's going to be finishing off with third. I'll tell you what, that cowboy got on four bulls tonight, so tough luck for him. Rodeo fans, hope you guys tune in. Get a grip tomorrow night. We're going to be live in Fort Charlotte, Florida, down there with the Southern States Bull Riding. So until tomorrow night, rodeo fans, get down, get a grip, and get explosive. We'll talk to you all next week or tomorrow night.
Stop by our feed store today.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on